What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 21 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is titled, Ransomed. Robert Mount said, "When we grasp what it cost God to free us from sin, we will respond with reverential awe and renewed commitment to live a holy life." Today's text is from 1 Peter 1, verses 17 through 19. "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." Thoughts on today's reading. Peter challenges Gentile believers to remain strong in their faith amid persecution. He commands them to conduct themselves with fear, knowing that the precious blood of Christ ransomed them. Stephen Cole writes, "The phrase, conduct yourselves, is the same word translated, be holy yourselves in all your behavior, in chapter 1, verse 15. It means lifestyle. Thus, the works God is going to judge is not so much a list of particular good deeds as it is our entire way of life, how we conduct ourselves in thought, word, and deed, at home, on the job, in the world, and in the church. The fear of which Peter speaks is not paralyzing dread or terror, but rather the kind of fear you have knowing that you must give an account of your life. It's the kind of fear that motivated you to study in college because you knew that the final exam was coming. That's how the fear of standing before God someday should motivate us as His children." Scott McKnight summarizes this conduct by stating, "Put simply, Peter says that if believers call as Father the one who judges indiscriminately, penetratingly, and absolutely honestly, then they had better live in fear of this God, for He is altogether holy and will judge justly." We are motivated to live a holy life by what we know, that we have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The word ransomed is the Greek word lytru, which can mean paying the price to release a slave, restoring back into the possession of the rightful owner, or rescuing from the power of an outside possessor. It is also translated to redeem. Robert Mounts explains the concept of redemption in the form of a ransom as follows. In Mark 10:45, Jesus declares that he came to give his life a ransom for many. It is the verb form of ransom that Peter uses. Jesus redeemed us, that is, he paid the ransom. In ancient times, it was possible for a slave to save up his earnings and in time, if conditions were just right, to purchase his freedom. The reference to silver or gold suggests that this was the idea in Peter's mind. But silver and gold can never buy the spiritual freedom men need. They have no value whatsoever in reference to man's need to be freed from the empty way of life handed down from those who have gone before. The ancient world lived largely without hope. If the future is without meaning, the present is futile. Motion without progress, vain, pointless, and empty. But Jesus paid the price. He was the price. He gave himself as the ultimate sacrifice for man. He offered himself to God as a lamb without blemish or defect. The terms refer to the ritual requirements of Old Testament sacrifice in Leviticus 22:19 through 21 and Exodus 12:5. Jesus, by his death, becomes the sacrificial lamb of God. For Peter's original audience, ransomed was a familiar term rich with emotional significance. In the Roman Empire, there were millions of slaves, many of whom were Christians. Some had been born into slavery, others had been enslaved after Rome conquered their lands, and some had fallen into debt. Every slave understood that they were not truly free. They couldn't come and go as they wished or pursue their own desires. They were owned as property by another person, and this reality weighed heavily on them. Likewise, anyone whom Christ has not redeemed is enslaved to sin and death. Peter calls it the futile way of life inherited from your forefathers in verse 18. Life without Jesus Christ is ultimately meaningless. People often live for themselves, chasing after fleeting pleasures that they believe will bring happiness. They work tirelessly, accumulating some possessions only to lose others, facing illness and ultimately death. What is the purpose of such existence? It is futile. Only Christ has the power to free you from this empty bondage to sin and death. He forgives your sins and empowers you to live a holy life. He removes the fear of physical death by promising you resurrection and eternal life with Him. He grants you a meaningful purpose so you can know that your toil for the Lord is never in vain. Some questions to consider. Before Christ saved you, how are you in bondage to sin? If you are a believer, how would you describe the moment that Jesus ransomed and redeemed you? And finally, in what ways does God's redemption motivate you to conduct yourselves with fear? Thanks for joining us today.